888-AQT here. Yeah, that's. I think that's the case for a lot of these radios. The commercial ones are just better than the ham radios. And of course, they're usually, well, they're almost always monoband. But yeah, they're built like tanks, and you know, I guess they're designed for commercial service and even public service. You know, the firefighters aren't too. They can't be concerned with being kind to the radio. You know, they got to be able to nail that button and go.
Yes, definitely. There are, I mean, it is about as useful as it's only used without the programming software as a paperweight, let's put it that way. There's no built-in controls to do anything. You gotta program all the repeaters or frequencies you want into it ahead of time. You know, mic's just got one button on it. It's probably twice the size of the mic I'm using right now, and it's heavy. But, you know, it works. It works great. And that's for my 70-centimeter Yagi project. I think I'm going to try a loop-fed Yagi next. That's my goal. I've got some good designs for 70-centimeter antennas. So, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to have the electric engineering smarts to fiddle around with the actual radios, but antennas I can do. So that's become my hobby. KFA